It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a fine Saturday, late morning, heading into the afternoon for you here in Madison, Wisconsin. A beautiful day out there. It is Juneteenth. June 19th is Juneteenth, and this year even a little more special because now it is a federal holiday as well. We'll get into some guests talking about that, as well as what they're doing in our community to make it a better place, to progress things forward, to make Madison more inclusive and equitable for everybody and our state. You know, we lead the way oftentimes here in Madison trying to get progress throughout the whole state, and a lot of times it stems. We're the hub for all of that, and we're proud to do that type of work. And so many people down here doing a lot of great things. We'll feature a few of them here this hour. Pizza Box will be up at the top of the hour with a whole good section of talk as well, and we have some special guests with him too. But right now we bring in our first special guest, and that is Mr. Colin Murray, the executive director over at Dane by Local, to talk to us a bit about what DBL has coming up soon and also some of the great work that DBL has done to help organizations here locally too. Colin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me once again. I appreciate it.
You got it. I know there's a lot happening and a lot going on here from our community, but also right through Dane by Local at the center of so many things. So let's talk a little bit about some current events, some things coming up on the calendar in the not-too-distant future that people should be aware of.
Yeah, so one of the big things that takes place on an annual basis is called Independent Week. This is a national program of all the by local groups throughout the country that can participate in this. Been doing it for a number of years now. And we started on June 25th, that's next Friday, with a press conference that will kick off the event. And really the purpose of the event is to celebrate the entrepreneur spirit of our local businesses. And boy, they've really had their entrepreneurial spirit tested in the last year here with the pandemic. So celebrate it more than ever, right? Because of that. And we want to include all of our great members that we have. So our press conference will take place at J&J Gifts in Verona. Jarena is the minority-owned business owner there, also woman-owned. So she has graciously opened her new location for us to hold the press conference. So we'll be talking a little bit about Independence Week. She'll be talking a little bit about her new store. County Executive Joe Parisi will be with us. He's going to talk about and give an update on the grant program for small businesses. And the mayor of Verona will be with us as well, talking about economic development for that area. So we've got a full slate of people during our press conference. So again, that's Independence Week. Leads right up to Independence Day. If you look at your calendar, it's actually more than a week. Somebody had to point that out to me that it's not a week. It's actually more than a week. But that's okay. We have to stretch it out because there's so many good things here in Madison, right? So we'll be doing that. J&J Gifts, 201 East Verona Avenue in Verona. So feel free to join us for that. You'll see coverage on the news as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, Colin, also, you know, just to follow up on that real quick, is you mentioned it's slightly more than a week, but that is because there's so much to talk about and so many great businesses and things to feature here. And it's such a great awareness campaign. I think that's really it. And again, not to be so it ties in, the words sound similar, but that is Independence Week leading up to Independence with a CE day. But I think it's so many great stories and so many things to talk about, but it is such a great way to highlight. And the other thing, Colin, you talk about J&J Gifts and More, formerly J&J Craftworks. Jarena's got quite a story. She's been through a lot just to kind of see that business through, and now look where it's going. So to highlight those success stories too, it picks everybody up that's kind of in the middle of this. Is my business going to work? Can I make it? Can I do this? When people ask themselves those questions, Drina can give them some perspective and some hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you go on her Facebook page, even this morning, her daughter is now involved in the business and does the Facebook Live posts. She does a great job with that. So check that out. She's fun to watch in the store. She bounces around from item to item. So yeah, absolutely. Drina is doing a great job there. So another thing that we have coming up on Monday, you know, we have got the Monday webinars. A lot of our business owners are really having a challenge with hiring staff. It's become very, very difficult for that. And we've got Paul Camps from Forward Service Corporation will be joining us, and he's got a very interesting program that might just help solve that problem for your business. So feel free to join us on Monday, 10 a.m. The information is on our website. You can get more information on that with our Monday webinar. Really an untapped source of labor that's out there that you can check out. You know, if you're thinking about starting a new business, the SBDC has a program that'll be starting on July 15th. It's called Biz Smart Spirit Class. I wasn't going to say that too fast because I jumble it up. So Biz Smart Spirit Class. And if you go on our website, you can find information on that. It's a 6-week course to get your thinking about setup started, headed in the right direction in starting a new business. Again, it fits nicely with the entrepreneur's spirit that's out there. So we've got that going on as well. And of course, as we talked about on this show last week, Picnic by the Lake will be tomorrow evening. That's maybe a great activity for Father's Day. So in the evening, it's at the Eastside Club starting at 5:30. Music will be by a group called Back to Back. And then food will be provided by Embers Food and Teddy Wedgers right down on the top of State Street there. They'll be bringing food into Eastside Club for you to purchase there and enjoy. So lots of good things going on, lots of things to look forward to there in the next week or so moving forward.
We're talking with Colin Murray, Executive Director over at Dane by Local. Colin, one quick follow-up about Picnic by the Lake. Now, we know looking at the forecast, it's a little iffy for tomorrow. Is there a contingency plan if there's rain and stuff like that? Is there still an opportunity to participate at that, maybe inside?
Yeah, I don't know that they've got any arrangement for moving it inside. I have not heard that. There may be, you know, that would be up to the Eastside Club at what point they want to try to make some alternative plans or just shut things down. You're right. There is a chance for some weather tomorrow night. Hopefully it'll hold out long enough so they can have the event and enjoy everything. That's always a chance when you do outside events, you know.
Exactly.
You just never.
Exactly. We could try to push the clouds away and the rain away with our positive energy. You know, that's possible. We can always try that. Sometimes it works. So, Colin, those are all great events. And again, that Picnic by the Lake is each Sunday. So even if it, let's say it doesn't work out this Sunday for you to go, next Sunday, the following Sunday, each Sunday here over the summer, you have opportunities for great music, local food, tiki bar, beautiful scenery, all down at the Eastside Club. So great, great event brought to you by the people that brought you Soups On. You know, Madison Essentials, Bunkies, and this time the Eastside Club involved, which is fantastic. Colin, I also know that Dane by Local focuses so much on education. You talked about the webinars, but there's other events coming up too that are education-based. Give people a little info on that.
Yeah, so we've got a Lunch and Learn that's coming up on July 1st. That's with Advocates MD. And again, this will be something that business owners will potentially be interested in. Health insurance is a real issue for many of our members. They like to provide it for their employees, but it's very expensive. So she has an alternative program to provide sound, stable health coverage at a highly reduced price. So it does require a little more work on your part as an employer and as an employee for the health insurance, but it's a substantial savings. So it could be something that might be worth at least checking out. So the Lunch and Learn, July 1st, will be at Dane County Credit Union starting at 11:30. We'll provide lunch, so you can join us. It's free to attend. And then Dr. Nicole will talk about the program that she has put together. She's built. She now has two offices on the west side and the east side of Madison. So something that you can check out and see if it might be something worth your while as far as joining that particular program is concerned.
That,
so we continue to, oh, go ahead.
Sorry, Colin. I was just going to say that direct primary care model is really picking up too. It's worked well in other areas of the country, pocket areas of the country. It's newer. It's different than the traditional healthcare and health insurance system. But it, for your direct primary care and a lot of kind of the basic health services, it has really proved to be effective for a lot of people and also very cost effective for a lot of people.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's one of the things that we like to bring are those choices to our business owners to give them another option out there as far as benefits are concerned for employees and for, you know, anyone else as well. We're working on scheduling a education program with Legacy Solar. So if you're interested in solar coverage, that'll be in August. So that's coming up as well. So, you know, we try to have a variety of different things that are out there for various ones to attend.
Again, for the one coming up here in July, it's July 1st, 11:30 a.m. At 709 Strzok Street in Madison, Wisconsin. That's the Dane County Credit Union office on Strzok Street. That event, if people don't want the free lunch but still want the information, Colin, they can also participate over Zoom, right, and get the information virtually?
Yeah, so we're going to try to do a hybrid of our events here and see how that goes. So we will provide it live if you want to come and join us for lunch, or you can just link in on Zoom and catch the presentation that way as well. Either option is fine. You miss out on the lunch, but you can enjoy your own lunch, right? You know, that'll be another option that'll be out there. So save a little time on travel, and that way you can still get that information.
Colin, as always, thanks for all the updates and all the great info and all the good work that DBL is doing out there in our community. Have a great Saturday. We'll be back here in just a little bit. You're listening to 92.7 FM. Colin, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jason. Bye.
You are listening to 92.7 FM, Double Radio. Be back in just a bit. How about some Living Color for you?